Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together. Titus, the group I'm so in love with, and you guys just have to kind of take it because it's my show. Oh, that's not nice. And I am excited. This is the show that I have been waiting for. Michael from Will of Titus will be here in the second half, and I can't wait. So it's been kind of a crazy, mixed up week. I don't know about you, but I think there's like something in the air. Like werewolves or something. I am flying alone tonight. Yes, you have to listen to me and me alone. My sidekicks are still recovering from sabbatical. It's funny how that works. Go to sabbatical to rest and gain yourself. And you come back exhausted. What's that mean? I don't know. But anyway, Ellen will be here next show. My sister may be here still. If not, she will call in from Florida, I'm sure. So let's catch up a few minutes before we bring Michael in. The website. We have made some progress on it. It's still up and running. You can see the beginnings of it. But one of the suggestions we had was to do a daily Bible verse as part of the intro screen. The screen is set right now to where it flashes to different pictures and stuff. So I'm thinking about that. There's several ways I can do it, so we're going to see if that works. The other thing is we've gotten a lot of good information for the Kids Corner, and that's going to be a nice little section. So it's coming along. We don't have any big fancy marketing company doing this for us. We're kind of patching it together ourselves. But I invite you to go to it. Usually it's up. Sometimes it's down when I'm working on it. But it's, of course, www.thejourney8.com. And, yeah, if you want to, send me an email. Tell me what you think of it. That's Rev Judy at, of course, thejourney8.com. One of the things that also is coming up, and I hope you listen, I'm going to do the show from the park. And I have some Willa Titus albums that we're going to hand out. I'm going to grab people from the sidewalk. Well, not grab them. That's not nice. And we're going to be set up. We'll have a booth in the park, and we're just going to ad-lib questions. We're going to ask them, you know, do you believe? And if you do, what are you doing about it? So it should be interesting. We're going to tape that during the day so that we can make it sound pretty, and then we're going to play it through the show in September. I'm not sure which September date it is yet because I haven't gotten the permit from the park. So that's about it. I put up a new puzzle, a Bible trivia puzzle on the purposegames.com. So you might want to try and find me there. How many of you listening can email me or leave voicemail at bbsradio.com/thejourney8 and let me know if there's something really, really burning that you want to either talk about or have that subject on the show? We're sliding into autumn. We're not really into Christmas. I know I'm talking in the future. I know it's still 95 degrees out there. But these things always have, you know, have to have some time. And I really would like to know what all of you, you know, 12, 14 of you, are thinking you want to hear. Maybe have something answered for you. You know, we want to try and make this a little bit more interactive. This is an educational-based show for sure, but I don't know about you. I don't know what you think. And I'm glad you like my voice. But I would like to have some phone calls and some more interaction with you. I know the 12 of you that have followed me for, what, I mean, a year and a half?
6 months.
Yeah. Well, from the beginning, you know, with that other radio station. It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah.
So that's that. Now, I have a message that I am giving this coming Sunday at church. The senior pastor is on vacation, so I get to stand in the pulpit and have tomatoes thrown at me. And sometimes I get nervous. I would like to take a chunk of time the following Monday to talk about this very on-edge type of sermon. I may even take a piece of it and put it on the air. So, if you're the praying type, pray for me. If you're the thinking type or meditation type, meditate on me. If you're the, I'm not sure what I am, okay, think of something and do it for me. Or send me $1 million. Either way, I think that's a blessing, right? Nah, the big guys get millions of dollars. I get handshakes and babies to kiss. Oh, that's politics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sitting with me is Irene. Irene has never been on the air with me. So she's here for mortal support. Oh, moral. I knew that. Let's think about how any of you, first of all, have followed me for the year and a half. If you have some, if there are some of you out there from the old ABC radio station I was on, so you've seen the difference in the show. And part of that is I don't take up a lot of time with preaching. Now, that may change based on what y'all tell me, because I'd rather expose you to a variety of different ways to communicate with me. So I'm thinking we might slide a little bit towards that again, but not with big chunks of time like we used to. And I think part of that is I have to maintain some semblance of a nonprofit church type thing. I mean, I suppose I could be a big guy if one of you sent me $1 million, but who knows? And we're going to hang in there. And we're going to keep striving, and I really want feedback from y'all about what you want as a topic, as a guest. That's the other thing I wanted to say. How many of you out there listening are part of an indie band or have a favorite indie band or whatever? I support that group of musicians wholeheartedly and love to play music. So if you've got suggestions of a band that might want to be interviewed or has a brand new album out, like Will of Titus, and we're going to talk about that, then I want you to get a hold of me. And the best way is through the BBS website, bbsradio.com, and go on my page and leave me a blog or a message. I go on there 2-3 times a day to see what's going on, or you can leave an email at RevJudy@thejudy8.com. All right, now I'm going to pull one, I guess you could say, and ask if we have anyone out there that is going through a very, very rough time. Your marriage is breaking up, or you have issues health-wise, something that's very overwhelming. And if you do, and I don't know, I'm going to ask my engineer, and this is going to be hard, because I didn't plan this, but let me ask him if it's still available in the archives. I would like you to hear this song. Some of you have heard this. I've played it a couple times on the show. It's a best friend of mine, Carol Simpson. that does not is not able to write and sing anymore. But this album that was released has a beautiful song on it, and it is the title song, and it's called All Sides. So let's see if you can find it. And if you can, I want you all to hear that before we slide into the interview with Michael. And I want to tell you that she is fighting MS, and she is a fighter. So I want her music, I'll probably play her music for a while, but this is the title song called All Sides. And as soon as he can find it, maybe we can play it. But I'm very, very interested in pressing through and finding there's a ton of indie artists out there. You know, when I go on YouTube, I'm just overwhelmed. And everybody, you know, that writes to me says, have you heard of this group? And it's a name I have not, to be honest with you. So I want you guys to make this interactive. I want you to be a part of it, as they say. And see what crazy miracles happen. So we have the puzzle, the Bible trivia stuff. And yes, he found it. So, Mr. Engineer, please, can you play that song from Carol Simpson? You that are listening, please listen to the words of this.
Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. Sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize.
That is just a song that stays in me. It's been about 20-some years since she recorded it. And there is no such thing as old music when it's good music. And the heart of that music is about God and a relationship with you. I want to say that coming up real shortly here, Michael from Will of Titus is going to fill us in on all the goodies. I've been waiting to speak to this man on the air for a long time, and I'm grateful that we got a chance to have him take some time out of his busy schedule to talk to us. Now, here's the thing. If you have a specific question concerning about what we're talking about, when our guest is on the air is the best time to answer it or ask it. And, you know, if it's in accordance to what we're talking about, that's cool. I have, in the past, been a little freewheeling with that. But I have 14 listeners now where I had only 11 before. And so I'm going to try and keep us on topic so that everyone enjoys the interview. Also, if you are not able to listen to all of the show, you can always go about 24 hours away and pull it out of the archives. There's a whole archive section underneath my great little picture there on the main page of BBS radio.com/thejourney8. So if you miss a show or you want to go listen to some of the older ones and see how we've transposed or grown, that's always fun. I even do it. And it's weird to hear my own voice. I don't know about other people that are on the air, but, you know, I always think I sound differently because what you hear in your head is quite a bit different. I want to leave you with a thought. I don't want to leave you. I want you to stay. But before we get Michael online, I want you to know that God loves you just the way you are. Yeah, that's an old Michael, yeah. I got Michael on my mind now. Billy Joel song, Just the Way You Are. So I encourage you, if you haven't been in a church or you don't believe in going to a church, well, then keep listening to me and we'll try and slide in something every week. That's that. I can't think, you know, because both of my sidekicks are gone. Irene, rescue me here. I'm missing something. I know, I am. Prayers. It's okay to ask, and I mentioned this earlier, for help. And if you need a prayer warrior or two, Ellen is an amazing prayer warrior. You know, get your request in online, or not online, but on the webpage. We do that on the webpage because of confidentiality. Obviously, it's not cool to broadcast, you know, Sally in Manhattan Island wants prayers about her upcoming divorce. And of course, her husband's on the way home and practically has a heart attack. So, you know, every prayer that's requested is confidential. I print them in the newspaper the next day, but when I read them, they're confidential.
Is that right?
No, that's not right. It is not right. Reverend Judy does not publicize prayer requests. So it looks like the producer, Mr. Engineer, has found Michael. Yay! So let's bring Michael online.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Judy.
Are you doing well this evening?
I'm doing great.
All right. So this is Michael from Will of Titus, the band that I have fallen in love with, and therefore I know you have fallen in love with it. And we're just going to kind of get to know a little bit more about Michael and the whole Will of Titus thing. What's the first thing on my mind? The first thing on my mind, as feeble as it is the name Will of Titus. How did it come up? You know, I think of there's a internet game out that has that title, and I know that has nothing to do with you. How did you come up with the name Will of Titus?
Well, at its core, the name Will of Titus is referring to the letter from Paul to Titus about ministry. And the will is the will, the determination, the power, the inner strength to carry out those words.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Because when I first read it, I was thinking something like death, you know, how you have wills. And Titus was very close, you know, and I thought, well, maybe maybe Paul left him all kinds of money. But, of course, I knew better than that. And so you came up with this, and I guess I'm asking you how have people responded to you once they've gotten the album, which I've played mine until it's almost warped. How do people respond to you when they just see the album for the first time? Or hear it for the first time. What kind of feedback do you get?
Pretty good feedback, I'd say. I'd say, you know, just depending on, you know, what kind of journey they're on, and you know how it can you know resonate with them.
Yeah, and it depends on the day too. To tell you the truth. When I listen to it, when I'm all stressed out, it's very relaxing because your voice is one of those relaxing voices. And I love listening to some of the songs because they're like stories. And I can just kind of melt away and get back to center. So Will of Titus, I want to talk about Awake My Soul. Tell me about Awake My Soul.
Well, that's the name of the record, and it's just been released on iTunes. We're very excited about that. It was released on July 31st, and that's the only place you can really listen to it, right now, at least. We have plans to, you know, probably press a record for it at some point. I think you might have a very early copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we'll probably end up, you know, it'll probably be released on other digital formats as well, but right now it's just on iTunes. So,
wow. Well, I will tell you that just, quote-unquote, being on iTunes is a phenomenal thing, because I tried iTunes for the one Christmas album I did a couple of years ago, and I couldn't make enough albums to keep up. And we didn't have any fabulous banner or anything. So if you get in the right slot, you will be amazed at the number of hits that you get. So, all right, let's move on. Only because I want to ask every question there is, but I want you to talk a little bit more about the message. You know, I know for a fact, because I have the album, every song refers to a scripture.
Yeah.
And that's a phenomenal idea. I wish more people would do that. How did that come about? That's the way you felt when you wrote the song, or?
Gosh. I think I started just with some scriptures that I really loved. And I kind of wanted to make the record like a full day of inspiration. So you wake in the morning with the song Awake My Soul, Psalm 57, and, you know, you're going to be inspired hopefully throughout the day with a song like Nothing's Impossible, which is based on Matthew 17, verse 20. And, you know, hopefully you'll keep going along with your day, and you'll end up, you know, fighting the good fight for the Lord when you put on the armor of the Lord, with the song His Armor, Ephesians, 6, verse 10 through 18. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to sleep well with Psalm 37. So it's kind of like this full day, and, you know, I hope that's what listeners get from it, you know. I hope they get everything from the beginning to the end.
That's great. I think that those kinds of albums or collections are the most inspiring for me. I can listen to Amy Grant, for instance. She's very good at putting a collection together on an album that, you know, each song complements the other and it has a theme. And Awake My Soul is the first time I listened to it. I said, wow, these songs all match. Morning, noon, and night is what I came up with. So that's amazing.
I think the copy that we sent you, I don't think it was ordered that way. I think the latest release, the release that's on iTunes at least right now, has Awake My Soul as the first song, and it makes a lot more sense, I think.
You know, it's funny, though, even though they were a little mixed up on the album I have, you can still sense that theme that, you know, he's talking about bedtime right now. It's almost like a lullaby. And I'm encouraged to know that there are still indie rock type people that, you know, take a seat back. And the group, you're going to tell me about how you get some influences from that. But it's nice to know that people are still brave enough to take that step. And it does require a lot of, I don't know what the word is, a whole lot of guts to step out and do something slightly different than traditional Christian music. The music today that I listen to, of course, on K-Love, which is the main station here in Greensboro, is so much different than the music I was raised with. you know. But I still go back, you know. And how do you collect yourself when you're thinking about a new album? What kind of preparation, I guess I could say, to get you in that theme, you know, what do you want to do? Or for me, it takes months. I don't know about you.
I don't know. I think you just gotta look around you and see what's in your life that's sparking a fire, you know, within you that's gonna get you moving on a song, you know. I'm always thinking. I always have melodies in my head, and my phone. I'm always singing them into my phone, and sometimes I'm even annoying people that are around me because they're like, "Michael, what are you doing?" I'm like, oh, I have this idea for this song, and I gotta write it down. Sorry, guys, I gotta walk away from the table, and I gotta sing into my phone sometimes in the bathroom, wherever I am. You know, so
singing it's always in the bathroom's great.
Yeah, it's always going on for me. But you know, that's something I wanted to do, and it's something that I've been doing since I'm so young. You know, it's like I've always been, maybe probably since I was like, you know, 10 years old, wanting to write music and create songs. So, you know, I studied it a lot. I studied songwriting when I was in, you know, I was in college. I studied songwriting and music. And, you just keep going with it. And soon enough, you just might have melodies popping into your head all throughout the day.
Well, I can tell you that, the people that are in my life on a constant basis, Irene and others, will tell you, I just start a song that sounds so silly when it comes out, ends up being pretty okay when it's done. But, you know, I'll be in the back seat or sitting in the car and going, oh, okay, let's sing a song here. And like you, it just kind of throws together. I guess the big thing with the album Awake My Soul is that it's tangible, I guess is a good word. I can hang on to it. Other albums or other songs kind of are either too rock and roll or too slow. And it, yeah, but if I want to, I can grab a song off of the Awake My Soul and play it, and now say, "Yep, that's how I feel right this moment." So, tell me if you will. I'm sorry. What?
He's wonderful.
I know, but I like to call. I mean, I was making the connection with the album. When you wake up in the morning and you think about, you know, what you're going to do for the day, do you connect that with music, not necessarily yours, but with music in some way? Like, sometimes when I wake up, I just say, oh, going to go to the doctor's today, going to go to the doctor's. Do you do that silliness too?
I'm always, I think I do that more with movie lyrics and movie, like, not movie lyrics, lines from movies. You know, I think that's a thing with me and my friends and probably my brother too. We're always quoting something from somewhere. And it happens with songs too, for sure.
Ah, yeah. I want you to walk through your average day in the studio.
My average day making music?
Yeah.
Gosh, it depends on what stage of a record I'm working on. Because I don't produce music just for, you know, Wilf Titus. I produce music for other artists and as well. And it just depends on what stage we're at, you know, making a record. I'd say very early on, it's just, you know, it's just the writing and trying to get all the songs prepared and written before we really start recording, but that never really happens. Usually the artist shows up at the studio and we've got some, right now we usually have some types of, you know, melodies or whatnot, and the artist will come to the studio and you know, we'll do it all there. We'll write the song and record it almost all at the same time sometimes. And the way things work with recording nowadays, you know, with digital recording, we can do everything so quickly. And, you know, we can just get to the finish line of what's a finished record really fast because everything's digital. And, you know, it's just very easy to right now. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't think any day is ever average. It's always a different adventure every day making music. And that's part of the reason why I love it so much.
Yeah. So if you had another artist come in, say, I've got these tracks that I've already, basically these tracks that I've laid.
By the way, I listened to some of your songs on Reverb Nation. Yeah, before the show.
And what? I'll go out on a limb. What did you think?
I really enjoyed them. You had a lullaby as well. You were talking about lullabies before. And, you have a very beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, are you looking to get in the studio and make some songs?
Yeah, but you're in California, right?
Yeah.
I'm in North Carolina.
I know.
But I still, you know, there's times when my heart still goes back to San Francisco, which is where I was the second half, and the first half was L.A. Yes, in fact, I'm starting on the Christmas album for this year. And, you know, you make it sound like such an easy process, and I think part of the problem for me is that I'm one of these, I won't record it till it's perfect. Oh, no, we have to change that. So I always have Irene who can stop me and say, just record it, would you? And the studios here are kind of hard to get into. But I didn't know whether you owned a studio or you had a favorite one, because the music sounds from the album just sounds so together. Like somebody walked in and y'all got together and boom, you know, instant, you know, it happens. I mean, it just, I know it doesn't happen that way, but.
Yeah,
for me it's agonizing. But this year is going to be different for sure. Who are,
you know, it can be agonizing at times. I hope I didn't make it seem like, oh, it's just a piece of cake. It's, you know, it's no. But when you're really inspired and you're really, you got this burning desire to make a record. You know, it's like all the, you know, all the troubles and, you know, all the hurdles that you have to get over to get to the finish line, they don't bother you as much, you know? You just want to get there so badly, you know, whatever happens, if you lose a take, if you know, something didn't get recorded right, or, you know, an instrument just completely breaks, like we have lots of problems, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta tell you, I've had people laying tracks that all of a sudden you hear thwing, and somebody's guitar string is, you know, flying across the room. And it's like, I think we need to take that over again.
Yeah, that can happen. Certainly, that can happen.
So the new Wake My Soul came out on the 31st. Mm-hmm. When do you think you'll have some feedback on that? I mean, I know today's world, it just comes back. I usually, within a week, can tell.
You know, I mean, we newly released Awake My Soul on iTunes, but we had some singles on there previously. I don't know if you had received all of the previous stuff that we had on iTunes, but, I think we're... You know, I think on the tracks we've had up there before, at least we've had some great feedback. So yeah.
I haven't heard any of the old stuff. So you can just ship it this way.
Yeah.
And I'll be even more in love. So yeah, one of the things I want to talk about as we start sliding into home base is. I know you wrote all the songs on the record. That's correct.
Yeah.
And I know you play about 87 instruments, which I don't. I guess what I'm asking is, when you either, you know, write the record or you're playing on it, do you ever get a sense of just all of a sudden being overwhelmed? Like the spirit is just right there.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah, I don't know if overwhelmed is the best word, but feel, you actually feel the Holy Spirit as you're doing that, that exact moment you can tell.
There's definitely, I think Awake My Soul, the take on that song, I was, and a lot of takes, vocal takes at least on this record, I was on a whole nother stratosphere. I was just way, way up high. And I think Awake My Soul is definitely a take that it's just like, you know, it's got like a low register and it's got like a high. I go up real high on some of the notes. And yeah, it's just so clear, the take that we printed on the record. And I'm like, wow, did I just sing that? I'm like, oh my gosh. There definitely was something special going on while we were making this record. Absolutely. I think inspiring me, the song inspiring me, I think that was also just like one take, one vocal take. You know, sometimes we, you know, we comp together multiple takes and we'll take maybe one part of one take that sounds really good and the next part of another one that sounds even better. But at least a couple, you know, at least a couple things that we printed vocally were just like one take, and I just could never sing it any better while we were making the record, at least.
Yeah, and, you know, that's happened on a couple occasions where I took the take thinking it was just going to be, you know, a work in progress thing, and the first time through, I said, well, this is it. I was like, it is? I said, yep.
And His Armor as well, the song His Armor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that one.
His Armor, that, we just had a really great, it just seemed like that song just came together so seamlessly and perfectly. I was definitely just amazed, and I don't know, I was just, again, on another plane, just high above. You know, yeah. Just feeling really high above everything when that song came together the way it did. So
yeah, what's funny is unless you're a real lover of music or an artist, you can't really grasp how that feeling is when it happens. But a lot of people, you know, whatever they are, you know, pottery or whatever. When you get to that place where you really are one with God, you really feel like you're on a plane that is three, four planets away, that's just a high that drugs can't even touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to ask you before we get too late into here, what do you feel your strongest point is, writing the music or singing it?
Gosh, I think I guess I would say I'm just a natural melodist, and I just always have melodies, you know, in my head. So I would say that's a gift that I've been given. You know, I've probably written just, you know, more than 1,000 just song parts, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not full songs necessarily. They're like little seeds that can kind of grow into a song. Mm-hmm. So it might just be like a verse, or it might just be like a chorus that I wrote, or maybe I have this really like kind of just like idea for like a melody that's just an instrumental kind of hook, you know. I think I think Awake My Soul has kind of like a instrumental like hook to it, you know. So I naturally just always have those. So, you know, once I sit down really and put the message that I want to include with that, then then, you know, then the song is ready to fly. So,
do you see yourself writing another spiritual type album?
I would love to, but I think really the next record that we do is going to be a record full of covers of some, you know, songs of praise, some worship songs that I really like. I've been wanting to do that as well. So, you know, try some.
Wow.
Yeah, just my favorite stuff over the years, and we'll just put it all in one record. And since they're already written, you know, I don't, you know, those songs are already written and popular for the most part. Shouldn't take all that long, but you never know in the studio.
Trust me. I was just wondering, and doing covers is cool. I like when I do a cover of a song because, like you said, it's already written. All you have to do is add your little, you know, touch to it here and there, and voila,
yeah.
You know. And it's always interesting to listen to people who do records with songs in them of someone else's, shall we say. And sometimes I actually like the cover better than the original song.
Yeah, you know, I think we'll do, you know, we'll take some of my favorite songs and cover them, and we'll put our own twist on it. You know, we'll do a Will of Titus. We'll make them our own, though. You know.
Yeah, I think that's good. For the Christmas holidays, what are you planning other than lots of presents?
We do have a song for Christmas this year that we're going to release, and I'm excited about that as well. And yeah, we've been working on that, you know, this past month in July, which is a little bit, you know, it doesn't really match the weather outside when you're singing about Christmas and it's 100 degrees, but.
I know. That's my biggest problem right now. It's been in the 90s here in Greensboro, and here I am trying to, you know, put together a Christmas album. The other day I was working on a take of an Amy Grant Christmas song, and I couldn't get into it. I mean, it's like blazing hot outside. And maybe I'll change to like doing an Easter album or something. So when you feel yourself really being moved, something stirring inside of you, I know for me, it's a matter of coming down to the studio here at the house and just kind of isolating myself to figure out what it is. Do you ever have a time where, you know, you're just antsy, I guess, is the word, and you can't put your finger on it, so you kind of slide into a different place?
A different place in terms of like a physical place?
A spiritual frame of mind. You know, do you go, I mean, different place from, you know, to separate yourself from the noise, but do you find a way that you can slide out of that, that antsy, that unforgiving place and just either sing yourself to feel better, or actually sit and write a song? I mean, it's kind of an abstract thought. Here's the reason why I'm asking. I have so many people that write emails in and say, I just don't know how I feel. I just don't know what I can do to get centered. I feel so distracted, and everybody wants a piece of me, you know, and they're almost hungry for answers. And I'm not, you know, I don't have a crystal ball or, you know, a chariot that, you know, I can see forever. So I always ask people on the show how they, you know, kind of center themselves.
Yeah. I would say that music is often my remedy.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, I mean, I, I mean, I made this record to wake my soul, first for myself. But at the end of the day, you know, I love getting emails from people, you know, that the feedback on how the music has resonated with them. But for me, you know, the music is my remedy. It's my way of centering myself, at least.
Yeah. Well, I do get a lot of emails when I play your song, and I can see on my chart that, you know, I have on BBS Radio. They do a wonderful weekly type of tracking for me, and I can see when, you know, people are really pleased. Yes, I do play some music on the show. I usually try and play at least two songs. But I can see the difference when they really grab a hold of something. And your album is one of them. When I play your album or a song from your album, you can just see the little needle go bing. So that's why I play it so much, other than the fact that I love it. What before we close out, what do you think about the idea of someday doing like a show, I guess, where you go through a whole day, good or bad, and just recap it in like little clips of music. I woke up this morning and couldn't find my shoes. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? things like that. Have you ever thought about doing like a little 1 hour show or something? I don't know what your TV experience is or anything. I didn't ask.
No, I've never really done any. I've never had a television show, but it's certainly something I'd consider doing. You know.
Yeah. You know, because there's lots of, as you know, there's lots of public radio TV shows. Colleges do some wonderful. UNC here does a wonderful job of doing special outtakes. The reason I think people never feel close to artists, they think, you know, oh, they're, you know, they're radio or they're music makers. They, you know, they won't be close to me. And, you know, we're going to be actually giving some of these albums away next month in the show that we're doing in the park, where I'm going to just grab people and ask them questions. And it should be interesting. I want to see some of the people that, you know, that we have every other week. I see the face, you know. But I was just thinking of the idea of recording video, the whole, you know, exercise of what people do when you have a live station there. And I might just come and steal your studio one day.
You're more than welcome to.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you that you are awesome. And I also want to ask you to come back, especially towards the season where, you know, we're thinking about Christmas and stuff. And I definitely will keep in touch with you because I love Will of Titus.
Oh, you're so great.
Yeah.
I really appreciate all the support and play you've given Will of Titus over the last few months. It's really been awesome.
Yep, and I've had a lot of support from my inner circle of friends saying, yeah, it's pretty good. It's different, and different is always refreshing. So they can get it on iTunes. It's been released, right?
Yes, and, it has been, and your listeners can they can go to willoftitus.com and they can subscribe to our mailing list and get our latest updates on new releases. And we're not on Facebook right now. We're not on Twitter. We're just trying to, you know, just really have like a personal connection through our website with people. And at some point we'll add a like a Twitter or a Facebook. But right now we're just all through the website.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I tried putting the Journey 8 on Facebook, having one of those pages, and it was a lot of work. So I encourage you not to do that. Plus, the exposure you get is not necessarily the exposure you want.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for all the connectivity that Facebook and Twitter are supposed to, you know, supposedly give artists or just people in general, I think there's also something that's not very personal about it. So I appreciate any time someone sends me a message, an email directly at willoftitus.com, and, you know.
Absolutely. That's why I like emails, and I like to keep it close. So, Michael, I really appreciate you being here, and God bless, and we will stay in touch, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasen.